He touched the wood. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, the word of the gospel from St. Luke today, children, the raising of the son of the widow of Nain, a gospel that we have during the summertime after Pentecost. The actual word of St. Luke is that he touched the bier, but when we hear bier, we think, of course, of beer. Sounds like the same, but the spelling is different. The word bier, B-I-E-R, is an old word for a kind of a stretcher that they used to use to carry the dead to burial. And it was made out of wood. And the main thing is that our Lord reached out, he touched the wood. And we'll see what that means today. Now, in our Mass today, we're thinking about all of the souls that are dead in sin, but whom we are praying will make a good confession and come back to life again for Easter. It's hard to think of it, but just a couple of weeks from today, already will be Holy Thursday. And in the old days, if you were doing penance all Lent long, it was on Holy Thursday that you got forgiven and sanctifying grace returned to your soul. That's the reason for today's gospel. In spirit today, we go to the first church in Rome that was dedicated to non-martyrs. It's the church of St. Sylvester and of St. Martin. St. Martin, we know him from November, don't we? Armistice Day. St. Martin is the great French monk and Archbishop of Tours, who was a great missionary. You might say he was the first patron saint of France before St. Teresa, many centuries before. What's interesting about St. Teresa, I was thinking about this today, children, is that she had two saints' names. Thérèse, or Teresa, her first name, after the great mystic of Mount Carmel, and her last name, Martin. It's a popular French last name, and of course, that's the name of this former soldier who divided his cloak in half and clothed our Lord one cold wintry day, and later on went on to become a monk and a missionary and a very great bishop and miracle worker. He was so holy that our Lord gave him the grace to raise three dead people back to life. And that's what we're thinking of today, remember, resurrection, coming back to life. And so we prayed especially to St. Teresa for her intercession, for anybody that we know who needs to make a good Easter confession and turn over a new leaf and get away from sin. Now, today's epistle tells us an interesting story of how things would work in the Old Testament. It's a resurrection story, too. There was a lady, and she was a Sunamitess, and we don't have her name, we just say that, Sunamitess, and she took care of the disciple of Elias the prophet. Remember, his name is Eliseus, and he lived too on Mount Carmel. In fact, today's epistle says we're going to Mount Carmel. And of course, now Mount Carmel, that makes us think of our brown scapular and St. Teresa, who was a nun of the Carmelite order. Those convents are actually called Carmels, not Carmel the candy or the sauce, but the mountain in the Holy Land where it all started even before the time of our Lord. So, there's this lady, and she had done a favor. In fact, she had actually taken care of Eliseus and made him a little room in her house, she and her husband, and they were taking care of the prophet. And then her son died, and she wanted the prophet to come to her house and raise her son back to life. She knew that he could by God's power. She had faith. But she didn't accept anybody except for him. So she wouldn't tell the servant, his name was Giezi, she wouldn't tell the servant anything about what she wanted. She went right up to the prophet and she clung to his feet and she wouldn't let go until he himself went. Well, he had already sent his servant to go first with his staff. The staff, that would stand for his power. You know, if someone attacked you or a wolf or something, you would hit them over the head with the staff and you would be safe. So Giezi goes first and he lays the staff on the dead boy and nothing happens. That stands for the fact, children, that sometimes just by power and strength and discipline, we can't get things done. We're sort of warming up now to a little flower theme, aren't we? Yes, we are. What happens next? Then it's a symbol of the incarnation. The prophet comes, and he lays right over the boy. He puts his eyes over his eyes and his mouth over his mouth, and that stands for our Lord becoming one of us, becoming a true man with his true human nature. But he's just the prophet. He's not our Lord. He has to pray a long time. He tries it once, nothing happens. You have to persevere sometimes in life. He walks around a little bit, and you can tell he's praying very hard, and he tries it a second time, and this time the boy yawns 7 times. Not that he was bored at the sermon or something, but he yawns 7 times because it's a way of catching his breath. 7. What does the number 7 stand for? See how everything in these stories, children, stands for something. That's why I want you to read them and know them. Why the 7, that would stand for the 7 sacraments of the church that make us catch our breath and be alive spiritually. And then that's how the story ends. Of course, the family is very happy that the boys come back to life. Now, in the gospel, our Lord's entering into Nain, and he just happens to run into a funeral procession, and it was for a young man who was the only son of his mother, and his mother was a widow. In other words, she would have nobody to live with and no one to take care of her anymore. When our Lord sees this widow, she's weeping on the way to the cemetery in the funeral procession, he thinks of his own blessed mother and how soon she too will be alone. And he's full of mercy towards these people whom he doesn't even know. And all our Lord has to do, because he's God, is to will it. But he performs one ceremony, and he reaches out and he touches the wood of the funeral stretcher, or the bier, as we explained it. And that symbolizes what? Our Lord taking the wood of the cross on his shoulder and being nailed to it, hands and feet, so as to save us from sin. So our Lord touches the wood, and by means of the wood of the cross, the Holy Cross, we're saved, we're delivered, we're redeemed, we're brought back to life. You and I are. We need that help from our Lord. In order to help others, we're praying, especially this Lent, to the little flower, aren't we? Well, now the Holy Mass is about to begin, children. Let's ask the little flower for the grace of a good Mass, and let's all go in spirit where we want to go every day, to Mount Carmel, with our Blessed Mother, with her brown scapular, sign of our consecration to her, so that our Lord will keep us his living children. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.